This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program here, there, and everywhere all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. What do we see? I see, or I hear, that song in my ear, that famous song, Jay. Yes, we have some bananas. We have some bananas today.
I am not familiar with that one.
No. You are familiar with
it. I'm more of the bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S variety.
Really? B-A-N-A. Sounds like vacation. All right, so the big story today, for those of you who are banana lovers, you may find this amusing. You may want to take advantage of it. I don't know which store this is, or actually I do know what store it is, but I'm not going to promote it because I don't really want a whole bunch of people, get a whole bunch of people to run into the store. See what I did there?
You did there.
Ah.
Ew.
So here's somebody who wanted to have bananas and other fruit delivered to his home with, who does that, DoorDash? Somebody like that does it, right? Grub, who delivers?
Oh, yeah,
DoorDash, I guess the stores.
Uber Eats. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes the stores do it themselves. So here's this fellow who writes a note to me. He says, I thought you'd like this story. I requested 8 bananas in my weekly grocery pickup order. The store gave me 8 bunches of bananas and charged me 68 cents, the price for one single banana. So I went bananas. And I commented.
This person got more bananas than they actually paid for. What's the problem?
There's no problem, except in my mind, being the fair-minded sort that I am, I think that this person should go back to the store and pay for the rest of the bananas. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. We've done that before. We ordered takeout, and my husband went to pick it up, and they were like, it's already paid. And he's like, I'm pretty sure it's not. He comes back, and he asked me, did I pay over the phone? I was like, no. So he went back up, and he paid.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes you get overcharged, and then you think twice about it. Well, do I or don't I? Should I or shouldn't I? And then you beat up on yourself. It's very easy. I mean, how much do bananas cost? I buy bananas every week. I like organic bananas, and they go well with the rest of my routine, fruit-wise, in the morning. But I don't remember ever buying anything and not paying for it.
Too.
Very good. Good fiber. It's good fiber.
That potassium, the fiber. If you have any kind of digestive issues, bananas are supposed to be a food that won't upset your stomach.
Yes, right. Settle it right down. I give it to Daisy, too. She loves bananas. Very good for you. Do you know who Kate Whitmire is?
That name does sound familiar.
Okay.
More information, please.
She was a model, and she was introduced to nude cruises in 1997.
Oh, nope, I don't know this woman.
Now Ms. Whitmire organizes these cruises. She owned a singing telegram business before she started selling for the cruise called Bare Necessities. I can't do this with a straight face. Called Bare Necessities. She described what her job is all about. She is organizing cruises where all the guests are naked all the time. Looking at a picture of her, how can I best say this? I wouldn't mind. I think nude stuff is, it's okay if that's what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the nude people that I've seen, there was a nude beach, Riviera Beach had a section of it down on Singer Island that was a nude beach. And I remember walking down there once when I was quite young thinking, my God, this is awful. These people are fat,
visually unappealing. Not aesthetically charming.
Ran from the beach screaming. However, Miss Whitmire is not, I'm sure some of the people on her cruises are probably not that cool. She's 61 years old and I don't know, maybe. Is it the fact that she's running a nudist cruise company, or the fact that I just think she looks kind of...
Aesthetically appealing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I just have so many sanitation questions, like sanitary questions.
Yeah, right.
That when it comes to nude cruise, because if you sit down somewhere, do you put something between...
You in the seat?
Sitting in whatever the seat is? Or is there somebody walking around wiping things down? Or do you sit where somebody else just sat? Okay, I grossed myself out.
So this year they had 2,100 passengers on this boat. The big nude boat. It's a February trip. Anyway, so this has been around, though, since 1997. She says a friend was a photographer looking for a married couple to join this cruise and appear in promotional photos. And so she said that the models, they had to find somebody that was comfortable and confident in front of an audience. So my question to any or all of you is, really, how many of you would feel comfortable standing up in front of 2,100 people naked? Simple, straightforward question.
Yeah.
Right? Would you feel comfortable doing that?
And that's one of those things that public speaking is a significant fear for so many people in general. Mm-hmm. And then to add the part like, oh, yeah, you're naked. That's the stuff that people legitimately have nightmares on.
Yeah. She's from Austin, Texas. She has been selling for this company since 2010. She went on her first cruise with her husband at the time. I think it was like right around the turn of the century, if you will, 2000. So she's been on it for 10 years, and then she gets hired, and now is based in Austin, Texas. And I don't know whether that's a good place to find people that'll go on a nude cruise. But because she speaks fluent German, and nudism is big in Germany, big, her German is good enough to attract people. This is an international cruise of people from all over the world who want to get naked.
The psychology behind it is pretty fascinating, though, because it's not a sexually induced kind of situation.
No, it's not about sex.
Yeah, it's totally about everything is stripped away, including prejudgment. So you can't tell by a person's clothes anything about their personality. You can't tell their economic status. You can't see any of that stuff. It is strictly the person. And I could see where you might form deeper bonds and have more in-depth conversations. You get to actually learn about the person before you have any judgment about them.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is you got to be smart about where you have it. A cruise in the Caribbean, probably okay. There was somebody who tried to start a nudist camp up on a lake in central Maine. Not such a great idea because it's cold, it's snowy, it's rainy, it's damp, it's wet much of the year. Okay, if you're going to do it in July or August, that probably works. But I wouldn't want to have a year-round business based on nudity up in Maine. But at any rate, you know, it's a lot of middle-aged people love this sort of thing. And so good luck to them. Why not? Why not? So it's not right for you? Hey, great. It's not good for you. But maybe it's good for somebody else. And if they're not hurting anybody, all agree they like the environment. Rah, rah, shish, kumba. The growing Burmese python population. Say that again, Doug. The growing Burmese python population is, we go to the Everglades National Park, actually, for this. But not necessarily just the Everglades. Hey, Doug. There it is. Not necessarily the Everglades National Park, the only site for Burmese pythons. Matter of fact, they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Everybody gets a python.
Right. Research paper released by the U.S. Geological Survey. Burmese pythons in South Florida represent one of the most intractable management issues the world has ever known. Talk about invasive species. So what good are Burmese pythons? Why would we want to protect Burmese pythons? You know, everybody, all of the environmental people run around saying, well, we've got to protect all the species. Why would you want to protect Burmese pythons?
I don't think
pythons?
They're trying to protect them right now.
No, they aren't. But they did for a while. That's why they're out of control now.
Well, and then people who I think get them as little, like little pets, and then they get too big. Oh, yeah. The largest one ever recorded in Florida was carrying 122 eggs. Like, these things are massive. It was 19 feet long.
Yuck.
But also, isn't the Burmese pythons, weren't they doing different if having people go out and hunt them and get them, and whoever got the most or killed the most won some kind of monetary prize, and now they're saying, like, it's likely impossible to eradicate them.
Well, something's got to happen, boy. There's guys going to be a real problem down there. Instead of the bugs taking over, the snakes are going to take over after humans mess things up. You know, I'm going to tell you a crude story.
Okay.
This, I used to, my family had a place down in Palm Beach County starting in 1964, excuse me, when my mother was sick. And so it was a little place, and then my father got another place. My father loved going down there and playing golf with the Breakers and all that stuff. And so all of us, well, actually my two sisters spent much time there, but I spent a lot of time down there. And I had a job. I did mornings on WPBR back in 86, 87, before I went to Cincinnati. There was a problem with people flushing these things down the toilet. So I had a place over in Palm Beach, a little place that I'd rented on the beach. And one morning before going to the radio station, I was doing my daily duty, and something happened that turned out to be embarrassing, shocking. It hurt. So use your imagination and think about what has happened. You've probably heard these stories because it's happened, not frequently, but once. Yeah, I mean, it's happened to a number of people. They sit on the toilet. And up from the toilet comes something that was flushed down the toilet. And if you don't move fast enough, you're going to get a scar on your butt.
That is like one of my biggest fears.
Isn't that awful? That is something that a lot of people, but some people experience. So, happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable are at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It is 23 after the hour. Talk radio review time. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with social media in the focus. You can always reach out to us, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. So, the focus on the missing submarine or submersible. Other stories, though, we ask people what you are following closely this week. Jay, would you please do the honors?
I sure will try.
Please. Wait a minute. Hey, where's that microphone switch? Okay.
Terry Seavey says the Secretary of State over in China is definitely something being followed. Liz is
I wonder why. What was accomplished by that mission, if that's what it was?
Not a whole lot, sadly. And that's a good one, by the way. That's a good one that we should all be following. That I don't even think that much, because the submersible, everybody was focused on that.
It definitely took up all of the focus.
Yeah.
Well, draw the oxygen out of the tube.
One of the other things, Liz was, Obard was focused on Chipotle is coming to Canada this week.
Yay!
Yes, the Canadians are getting some Chipotle.
One of the things that this points out, by the way, we hear from people, maybe they come to me more regularly than the general, but more and more people, because of the impact of social media and the fact that they can listen to this program all around the world, just go to Good Day Show podcast at gooddayshow.com or Doug Steffen Networks or whatever. So I'm seeing more and more stuff, especially from Canada. We have a couple of stations that are either in Canada, right on the border of Canada, in Maine, in Michigan. And so thank you, Liz, for that's a very fresh. She must be on in Montreal, because that's a very French. Her last name is Ovard. That's a very Frenchy name. Okay, well, thank you, Liz. Anyway, keep going.
Dennis DeCotte says, Trump flapping his lips, digging more of a hole in the documents case. Looking forward to Georgia dropping an indictment as well soon.
Yes, he's voting for Trump.
Well, but with that name, I'm thinking he's French and Canadian as well. D-E-C-O-T is DeCotte. That would be how you pronounce it. I'm observing. All right, so Jay always wants to be heard. Let's find somebody we haven't seen. How about Denise? What's up
Denise
with her?
Denise Frick says Hunter Biden, all things revolving around Hunter Biden right now in the news, adding, what a joke. John says...
It is, but it isn't. You know, it's one of those things. It is a joke, but it's not a joke, in essence. Go ahead.
John says the House censure, long overdue, the shifty shift. no evidence of his accusations in two separate investigations.
Okay, so, Jennifer, he's your congressman. Mm. So this is your fault.
Don't remind me.
Among other things. Yeah.
Not my fault. I don't vote for him.
My daughter is happy to remind me whenever the conversation comes up. Dad, remember, he was born in Framingham.
He
lived in Framingham. He went to school in Framingham. So it's my fault.
That's a piece of his biography. The newest piece is that he's been censured by Republicans. So last week they tied the censure to like a $16 million fine. Republicans said that constitutionally you can't do that. But the Republicans said, well, he spent so much of our money doing these stupid investigations when he lied. That was their reasoning. So this week it was a clean censure. And now Adam Schiff will be investigated by the Ethics Committee in Congress.
Yeah. But you know what that got? Remember our friend Joel Heffley? Were you with me when Joel Heffley, was here? No, he was the chairman of the House Ethics Committee, and he was on this program every week when I did more political stuff. But I had a lot of people like him on who were actually honest, had integrity. He's the one that got rid of, not DeSantis, Tom DeLay. He found DeLay with his hand in the cookie jar and brought an indictment against him and managed to get him thrown out of the House. And the leadership of the Republican Party at the time was so incensed that they got rid of, that he was able to get rid of DeLay, that they managed to push him out in his congressional seat in Colorado. And that was his reward for being an ethical guy. So that tells you kind of something that goes on at the hands of people on both party sides, as far as I'm concerned. 28 past the hour here.
Food waste is the single largest component in our daily trash. I'm Holland Cook. With inflation hacks, American landfills gobble up an estimated 73 billion pounds a year, and lots of what we throw out is still edible because the way it's labeled can be confusing. If the label says, best if used before, that's when its flavor or quality will be best, not whether it's safe to eat. Use by is the last date the product is at peak quality. Other than infant formula, it's still safe. Sell by tells the retailer how long it can stay on the shelf. And freeze by dates are self-explanatory. That's what to do with markdown meat or poultry. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
What you believe might not be. Step into the zone.
Secret dungeon somewhere deep in the remote Pacific Northwest. I am Jeremy Scott. I'm always fascinated to talk about some of the classics when it comes to UFO cases, and tonight is no exception.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A new national poll shows the Republican Party is divided over former President Trump's candidacy in 2024. According to the NBC News poll, Trump is expanding his lead over the GOP primary field, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Former Vice President Mike Pence says it's premature for any presidential candidate to talk about a pardon for Trump. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Pence acknowledged the 37-count indictment against Trump is serious, but that taking a position on a pardon at this point is a presumption of guilt. The U.S. Coast Guard is launching a formal investigation into the deadly implosion of the Titan submersible that killed all five on board. The investigation is currently in the evidence collection phase. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse returned to number one, notching more than $19 million across theaters in the U.S. and Canada. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Four after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I don't know whether she get into that conversation, Jay, or not.
I asked Jay,
why not?
If her father was funny. I know your father. I think I know him pretty well, I consider him a friend, and I think he considers me a friend. Other than our business relationship, I think we're just friends. Mm-hmm. So I always am curious with children what they think of their fathers. I got into this discussion with my grandson, Miles, over the weekend. We were talking about various things that he thinks are funny. Mm-hmm. And at eight, they're all about fart jokes. The kids just think it's hilarious.
Because it is. 8-year-olds are right.
So, anyway, his mother, of course, I'm the instigator, and Megan has this look on her face, and she has, ever since she was a child, she has this ability, this same expression on her face now that she had when she was Miles' age. So, I get them all stirred up, because that's what you're supposed to do. Grandparents are supposed to stir up the grandchildren, right? And then leave. So, I'm really pretty good at that. And and Brandon was my son, an unindicted co-conspirator in this. Actually, I think he started it. We were all over at Brendan's house for dinner on Saturday night. And whatever the reason, we got around because Miles' cousin, my other grandson, Jasper, depending on what they eat, babies have gas. And so Miles thinks that's hilarious. Apparently they have contests for gas fart jokes in his class. And so he brings that to the surface after Brendan does his thing. And so we started laughing, and we couldn't stop. We just laughed and laughed and laughed about nothing. What is it, you know, so what's so funny about passing gas? Why is that funny?
That's a good question. We need to do a deep dive in psychology. Why is it funny?
I don't know. Maybe because it's like prohibited. I can hear women, older women now, they're horrified that I'm talking about this on the radio.
Yeah, they've already changed it.
Here it is, folks. Like it or not, Donald Trump farts. That's, you know, if we're going to use him as the standard, I guarantee you that Melania...
Look at you. A conversation that has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump becomes...
You're bringing him into it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So, the power this man yields.
That's right. Yes. I assure you that pretty much everybody that's involved in this, whether it's Alvin Bragg, I bet he's got... You know, all right, so this is becoming silly. at any rate.
I am legitimately crying right now.
Okay, good for you. The good news department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whoever said it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy. Actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again, she was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid. Mm-hmm. Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after they'd had, it has been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant. But they decided to keep, it's
keep
so much
just
fun
in case, because
to keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well,
right?
You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were... Carrying Mac, were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty
well,
much
close enough.
Well,
one of them weighed 4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well, and Holly is considered, I think, it's considered full term by 37 weeks. And pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close. 32 weeks, not too far off. Still third
trimester. I'm guessing that... She was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living, so that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love it. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, who, those of you who listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to. That was her commentary on the program. So,
well, and I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
Okay. It's perfect. In fact, I am interested in thinking about what's going on with people who are moving. I saw a stat the other day. Actually, it was based, the stats started, the investigation that led to this statistical research was started in Sioux City, Iowa, where we can be heard. The people interested in it is a demographic survey asking people who come into this supermarket, are they from the area originally? Did they move? Where'd they come from? What prompted them to come and live in this area? I thought it was really pretty interesting. They got a lot of stories from a lot of people about why we left where we were and why we came. Even some people who came to live in Sioux City who moved there from British Columbia in Canada. People are looking for peace and quiet. And there are lots of folks who think that Iowa may be the best place in this country for peace and quiet. I don't know if it really is. Iowa's a great state. It's a great farm state. Whether it is or it isn't. But it's just interesting that that exercise took place. You know, just as we think about how to make things real, that's a way. You know, we all think about where we live, why we live here. I get teased all the time about having been in Framingham all my life, and I've lived in the same pretty much half a mile radius in four different homes. And my wife, God love her, used to say to people when she was trying to get me away from the influences that seemed to distract from my relationship with her, one of the things she said, well, why don't we move somewhere else? And I said, well, where else can I go and do the things that I'm doing here? And so she would say that my umbilical cord was too short to move out of Framingham.
Aww.
And there may be some truth to that.
But you still travel. You still go places. Oh, yeah. You still, yeah. And it's more like, what's the thing? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. I have a wonderful life, much to be thankful for. Pretty much everything in it is of value. The various things that I do, the most important value are those two grandchildren and my two children, and you put everything into perspective, and there really isn't there. You know, the radio work is a very important part of my life and has been a part of my life constantly since I was 17. I've been around cows all my life, which is a very important thing for me. The fact that I'm involved in some things here business-wise that I'm finding very rewarding for the most part, except having to deal with some of the idiots on local boards, but other than that, think about the good. And then we can, you know, somebody just sent me a note, actually a picture, when I mentioned what was going on in Russia and all of the burials, all of the bodies that are coming back from Ukraine. This person sent me a picture of a sea of crosses, basically, that have to tell the true story of what's going on with the mercenaries that are being hired and sent over there, or just people that are being told, if you don't put on a uniform and go over to Ukraine, we're going to shoot you anyway. So it's either you get shot in Russia or you get shot in Ukraine and come back and be... But you can actually Google this. Just Google Sea of Crosses, and you'll see these crosses that go on kind of like a military... You know, there's a cemetery. Certainly we think of Arlington National Cemetery, but there's one in... Right off the 405 in Westwood, as you go up the 405 in Los Angeles County, where there are thousands of soldiers that have been buried there in a military cemetery. It's just I've only walked through Arlington National Cemetery once. As a matter of fact, it was when Tony's father died. He had been a bombardier in World War II, and he was given the honor of being buried at Arlington National Cemetery because of his record. And this speaks to the waste that war is. Here's a man whose entire psychological makeup was changed by his experience in World War II. And how many other, we hear this all the time about men and women who are in the service that are going through post-traumatic stress. We've just come into that since the Vietnam era. Certainly the soldiers had it in any conflict, but World War II was the biggest one. So when I think of the words that he shared with my son, my son told me what he told him about his service in the war, and my wife, his daughter, never knew what his experiences were like. He'd been on 23 missions crossing the English Channel from an air base there where they were stationed in England to bomb Germany, and he was the bombardier. So he would decide when they got over the target when to drop the bombs. And in, I think it was 13 or 14 of the incidents, his plane was shot down. And in one incident, everybody in the plane was dead but him, and he grabbed the controls of the plane to get it across the English Channel to land in the grass as you get right over Dover. And then the same thing happened to him two or three other times. He was shot. Everybody in the plane was killed. The plane was on fire when it landed. You know, that kind of stuff. You don't think that is going to have an impact on your psyche? My God.
Yeah.
Think about it. Never mind all the people you killed by dropping those bombs, but then what your own experience is in that circumstance. So
the continued state of a trauma response his body must have been through the rest of his life.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself.
See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. He's here to discuss what's going on in his treehouse. That'll be, we'll focus on that for the entire segment after I tell you that O'Reilly Auto Parts is there for all your car care needs. Check out the pros, the PPP at OOO, right? Professional parts people at OOO, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yep. Nick Miles is here. I think we usually spend a little time talking about electric vehicles. The focus on electric cars may have gotten off to a slow start. Auto Trader, though, feels this will be the year electric vehicles hit the 1 million sales mark here in our country. As they continue to gain more and more market share, EVs can no longer be ignored, so says Rich Rosario.
The business of EVs, or electric vehicles, is booming, and consumer interest in EVs has increased dramatically this year. EV sales grew from below 1% in 2018 to over 7% in the first quarter of this year. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, has more.
More and more, shoppers are looking for new electric cars, trucks, and SUVs, and automakers are continually developing and introducing new EV models as interest continues to grow.
That's why Auto Trader created its list of the best electric vehicles of 2023. The list is for true EVs only, no hybrids, and nothing over $100,000.
To compile our list, the team and I drove and lived with these vehicles every day. We sorted out the good from the bad, and eventually we ended up with Auto Trader's 10 best electric vehicles of 2023.
To see the list, including pricing details, photos, additional vehicle information, and available inventory, visit autotrader.com.
All right, so I might, as a counter to that, say, well, Nick and I are not too sure about electric vehicles. We all know that they capture the media's attention, but then you've come up with a list of problems. Actually, the report's from J.D. Power. How did J.D. Power get to be such a powerhouse, if you'll pardon the pun, in tracking people's attitudes toward products? When did
they do it because they're annoying, Doug. Every time you get a thousand emails from these guys, to tell them, you know, I mean, you usually ignore the first 599, and then occasionally you might fill half a survey out. But they managed to ask a lot of people a lot of questions, and the results are always kind of interesting. The one thing that blew me away this year is the fact that cup holders have become a huge problem. And that's because of
what?
You think something so simple could have been solved so easily many years ago, but with the these new wireless chargers that are coming out for your phone, they put them right where the cup holders used to go, and then you have nowhere to put your drinks. Plus, they seem to.
How about this? Don't drink while you're driving.
Well, that's the problem. But we use cup holders for everything, right? I put my phone in it. I put my car key in it. Sometimes
I close mine. I don't like them. They're in the way. I just don't like them. But a lot of people change in there, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but they're in the wrong place now because of these wireless. And then the wireless chargers don't work either. So everybody's complaining. I stick my phone on it when I get in the car, so it's charged, and I get to where I'm going 2 hours later, and there's 0.5% of charge.
But are there, in general, more problems in new cars now than there were last year or the year before? Are they mounting each year?
Yeah, and I think it's because there's lots of reasons, but the biggest reason is people are overcomplicating things. Door handles don't have to come out, spin, flash, and do a small dance just so you can open them up.
Right.
You know, those were a very simple thing back in the day, but they're making them so complicated now. You know, they have to pop out of the car. They have to do that at minus 200 degrees. And just give me something that I can open my car door with. I don't need all this stuff. And so, you know, they go wrong when you put so much technology into them. And the result, well, people complain about it, and as they should.
Well, the zoom out stuff, I think what I've noticed from Tesla is that seems to be one of their, they love that. They look at our cars, you can't, everything's flush until it doesn't work, and then you can't get into the car. So I noticed that looking at the J.D. Power survey, the Chrysler brands, Dodge, is Alfa Romeo in that same company now? They belong to the same? Huh?
Yeah, Alfa Romeo is. The top is Dodge, Ram, and Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo is the number one luxury brand. Who would have thought the Italians could build a car that works properly? I mean, they are beautiful, bottom is O and Polestar, and Volvo's owned by a Chinese company? What? And they're at the bottom? Yeah. That's a surprise.
Boo on that. You'll never say, I wouldn't buy a Volvo to save my life. Don't buy a Volvo.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.